You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID catastrophe in India has left some in the Indian Australian community feeling helpless as they watch the devastation from a distance. Some are grieving the loss of relatives and friends. SBS Radio is giving people the chance to make a difference by supporting a radiothon. Money raised will go towards helping UNICEF Australia provide life-saving oxygen, vaccine delivery, and increased support for testing capacity. SBS Radio's South Asian teens will come together in a mixture of English and other languages to support the appeal and share the message, India, we are with you. The Radiothon is running across SBS Radio and includes live streams on programs' Facebook pages, as well as on the big screen in Melbourne's Federation Square. SBS Director of Audio and Language Content, David Hua, says the Radiothon has two main objectives.
This Radiothon, while it is absolutely about raising much needed vaccine, PPE and oxygen for people affected by the pandemic in India, it's also serving an important function to keep communities here in Australia connected and to help people overcome a sense of helplessness. We've spoken to a lot of people who tell us about the fact that they can't be connected to loved ones overseas, and they really want to be able to feel like they can do something. They really want to be able to have a sense of community and to have connection and to also have company during this time.
Executive producer of the SBS Punjabi program, Manpreet Singh, says SBS employees who've been personally affected have used the tragedy to energise and mobilise themselves.
Each broadcaster has set aside their personal feelings, in fact, has used that tragedy to energise and mobilise themselves. And also understand that the community out there is also hurting. So to turn that into something positive, and that's what this Radiothon is trying to achieve, that yes, we are bringing the stories of the death and destruction that has occurred. At the same time, we're also bringing the positive stories. So I think this is a way the SBS broadcasters are saying, we are united with the community in your grief. We are united in how you're dealing with this situation, but we're also united in hope and to give a platform to come together and do something good.
Manpreet Singh says thousands of dollars has already been raised.
The number at the end of the day doesn't matter. This is for us to energize ourselves, to tell the community, let's do something positive and try and get the oxygen delivered in India, get the vaccines delivered in India, get the testing kits where they're most needed. So we're just providing a platform for the people to come together. Honestly, the number at the end doesn't matter. The fact is people are coming together. I must mention one donation that came in last night, and it was for $25. And the comment there was, I'm very poor. I don't have any much money, but I want to give whatever I can to this cause. And that energizes us. So the number doesn't matter. The $10 are very important for us.
In other developments, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says limited supply and access to vaccines, as well as insufficient support for pandemic response, are now hampering and delaying recovery in Africa.
Out of 1.4 billion doses administered around the world today, only 24 million have reached Africa, less than 2%. Equitable and sustainable vaccine rollout worldwide is the quickest path towards a fast and fair recovery. This requires sharing of doses, removing export restrictions, ramping up local production, and fully funding the ACT Accelerator and its COVAX facility.
In the United States, infectious diseases specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci is predicting that by the end of this year, children of all ages will be able to receive a COVID vaccination.
We're doing a bunch of studies, since children are ones that we want to be especially careful regarding safety, that we're going to be doing age de-escalation studies. We'll go from 12 to 9, then 9 to 6, then 6 to 2, and then 6 months to 2 years. By the end of this calendar year, it's likely that we'll have enough information to vaccinate children of any age.
To encourage people to get vaccinated, New York will be giving away $20 lottery tickets in a pilot program. Anyone who gets vaccinated in state-run vaccination sites next week will receive an instant scratch lottery ticket. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the initiative is designed to boost slowing vaccination rates.
The vaccine scratch ticket has a first prize of $5 million, but a number of prizes that go down to $20. The chances of winning something in this program are 1 in 9 that you win something.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.